Good morning. It's 7:54 a.m. on Thursday, August the 13th, 2020. I'm a little bit late this morning. I was working on prep for this weekend's festivities. We got a lot of people who are now coming into the Facebook group for Novelrama. The apocalypse. Wamapalooza. And they're all going, like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And so I spent the last... I meant to get out here at 7 o'clock. I was like, 7 o'clock, the time came up, and I noticed this plea for assistance. It's like, what am I supposed to be doing? It's like, okay, here's some tips. Here's some things. These are the things that I've done. These are the things that I've seen people do. And so it took rather longer than I should have taken, but yeah, it's coming tomorrow. I went through yesterday. I'm still looking at Wazer's journal with a certain amount of glee, and it has nothing to do. Well, I won't say that. I was gonna say it has nothing to do with anything I'm doing. It actually is. Wazer is one of the main characters. Wazer the scholar. Wazer ibn al-Salam. Al-Salam. As he's the prince's advisor, his tutor. And I originally thought he was going to stay behind, but as the story unfolded, it became more and more clear that Wazer was not going to stay behind. He just wasn't. And so I've been sort of, you know, chipping away at little pieces of the story of Wazer and his life before. Taking up the mantle of the royal tutelage. That's not right. The mantle as royal tutor. There we go. And so he's a pretty interesting character. I like him a great deal. And I keep thinking, okay, I have these little snippets that I've loosely bound into something called Wazer's Journal. And it needs some work. Because he had a whole life ahead of him before he went to teach at the palace, before he went to work for the king. And it was largely because of his history, because of his background, that he was given the position of royal tutor over the objection of the king, but at the behest of the emir. Here comes my friend. I will step out. She's on the sidewalk. my friend with the Scotty dog. Like, I don't even know her name. Good morning.
Good,
how are you?
Good, thank you.
This lady with this monster dog. Okay, she's gonna cross the street. She's a really nice hat. She's a broad brim hat, and it's conical. Not comical, but conical. So we've got a wide brim in the front that sort of loops down, and a little hole in the back for her ponytail to stick through. It looks like just a ticket. Sun off her face. So anyway, I've been thinking about Wayzo's journal. I also went through and got the beat sheet and the 40 sentence outline. That's blank. But I built the spreadsheet that has the 15 Save the Cat beats in it, and it has slots for 40 sentences. And I'd wrestled with it. The A and the B story, and I think the biggest problem I've got is that I keep trying to make the B story the A story, and I think if I reverse that, because the A story is always about the character's growth, and the B story is the stuff that happens while the character is growing. And the B story is basically Act 2, which is fully half the story, but it happens between the first and third acts. Now, that's just the normal, the standard, the, I don't know what you want to call it, the typical Western style story. As compared to an Eastern style four act story, which is really what I usually write, to be fair. Wizard's Butler was much more Western three act style. It did actually have a rough outline. I wasn't able to find it, but I have one somewhere. But I also have, and I know it's someplace. I just have to try to find. I've got the next Ishmael Wong story. I got it outlined. When I looked for it yesterday, I kept getting distracted by everything. And I need to spend a little time looking at that today. Because that's at the point where I just need to write through it and see what I get at the end, and then fix it in the second draft. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. I'm looking forward to, okay, here it is. We're gonna sprint. We're gonna do, I haven't decided on sprints yet. For editing, having 50-minute blocks was ideal. For writing, I'm not sure that would be quite so ideal. There's something about the sprint format, the sprint deadline. It's like 25 minutes, write as fast as you can for 25 minutes, and then you can check your email. With editing, you've got it all there in front of you. And so it's just a matter of paying attention to the story and letting time pass unremarked. And in doing that, I went through Dark Knight Station. I went through Dark Knight Station in 150,000 words. I went through that in like 2 days, 3 days. To be fair, Dark Knight Station was all one shot when I wrote it. I wrote it in between. Late February and early May. Right before I fell off the cliff. So it was one straight ride. So I didn't have a lot of structural issues that I was dealing with. I didn't have a lot of continuity problems because everything happened in sequence. And it's fast. That was the thing that shocked me as I was going through it. It's like some of these scenes are maybe 400, 500 words long, and then bang, you're into another scene. Another 400, 500 words long, and bang, you're into another scene. And then bang, you're into another scene. And you're swapping characters all the time. There are very few scenes where the same character appears in sequential scenes. Consecutive scenes. So when I got done editing at the end, it was like, whew, wow, what a ride. Blue Jay. Giving somebody help. is a big motorhome. It's not a fifth wheel, it's a towable. Travel trailer, I guess, would be a motorhome. But it's a big one. It's, I don't know, 30, 40 feet long. It's going to take more than a sedan to haul, but yeah, it's going to be another hot day today. It's sun is up. There's no clouds. Well, it's a little bit of high cloud, way, way off in the east, up and then towards the northeast. The street, but I could run over here. Heading up beside the park. Dove flying around. A few thistles showing up. They're not purple, they're definitely, you know, they're way gone by, but gray brown head sticking up out of the grass. Somebody's got a chainsaw, maybe it's a it's a chainsaw. I was gonna say maybe it's a leaf blower, but sounds more like a chainsaw to me. Sun is hot. This is why you don't stay in until 7:30 in the morning. back end is hard. See the spiny white poppy. City worker checking out the trash cans. Today's Thursday. What I got to do today? Finish prepping for tomorrow. I have to make a grocery run here sometime this morning. I'm got a couple staples that I'm out of, and I want to make sure that I've got enough. Got enough stuff in the freezer that the wife and kids can find something to eat. And I've got stuff that I can throw on and cook in just a few minutes. I got a pot roast to do in the crock pot. Get some mushrooms and stuff to put in it. Built full of rock. Didn't expect to see that come by here this morning. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.